25 South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Everybody looks forward for the Q&A every mornings on Asafina to Ilal Jannah. Everybody's speaking about last night or for those who have accepted the Shahada. But nevertheless, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, today is the 2nd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1440. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Zulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 111 to 115. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the Ark, we all know that story. So he, Noah, Nuh alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak, blessed, honorable name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to this mighty messenger and is inviting his people towards the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, towards Islam. Every messenger, every prophet selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, were only inviting to Islam. No other religion. From time of Adam, peace be upon him, and then the final messenger came, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, propagating Islam, monotheism, and to believe in Almighty Allah, the prophets and the messengers, and all the articles of faith. So this was the response of his people. Chapter 26, verse 111. Qalu, they said, Anu'minu laka. Hamza istifham, for interrogative, what? Nu'minu laka, what must we believe in you, O Noah? O Nuh alayhi salatu salam, wattaba'aka al-arzalun. But look at your followers. Wattaba'aka al-arzalun. That those mean people, low-level people, people in the lower structure and strata of society, they are following you. We are the highly academic, intellectual, influential people, higher strata of society. How can we be following? This was their arrogance. This was their pride again. وَاتَّبَأَكَ الْأَرْضَلُونَ قَالَ وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He, Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, responded, I don't have knowledge of what this one is doing and that one is doing. One is a carpenter, one is a plumber, one is a builder, one is a laborer. So I'm not sure and I don't know about everyone's occupation, profession, and so forth. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, what actions they are doing. In hisabuhum illa ala rabbi. Their reckoning is by none other than our sustainer, nourisher. So that is the day of reckoning. Everything will be judged by Almighty Allah alone. In this world, we will pass the verdict, the judgment, according to the prima facie evidence, the zahir and whatever is superficial. Lo tashurun, only if you perceive and you understand. But what you are suggesting, that I must drive and repel them away, and then you will come? No, we will never do that. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And I will not repel and drive away and push away these believers. The same thing happened during the time of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first people to embrace Islam were the poor, poor people. What the world would say, the lower strata of society. You take Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, the African, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu an, and so many other people, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu an, and majority of them initially were the very, very poor ones, and people whom the world would say are non-entities, but Almighty Allah made them the beacons of light, the ambassadors of Islam. In ana illa nazirun mubin, I am nothing but just a warner selected by Almighty Allah. Such a warner with love and mubin and a manifest warner. And I'm warning you, if you do not accept this message and messenger, then you are inviting the wrath and the punishment and anger of Almighty Allah, as we can see today. Which person today is living in real peace, comfort and serenity? Very few people. And you will see 8 billion plus people today on this earth, 1 billion Muslims just to round it up as a figure, and the remaining 7 billion plus non-Muslims. But go ask them, how many of them have real peace, tranquility, can sleep without tablets and so forth. So you will see that they will belong, what they say, to the higher level and strata of society, but still they lead a troubled lifestyle. Let us take you around the world with views, news and interviews, and remember locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Now American politics is getting hot for next year's election to November 2024. Now the first black man has put his hat in the Republican Party. Tim Scott, a black senator, says he also wants to be one of the candidates, remember, for the Republican Party. So that is Trump, he's beating and leading everybody thus far. Then you got an Indian there, Nikki Kelly, and she's a spaza whitey, remember. Indian lady, she went to America, maybe had some makeup done and so forth, and now became a little bit white, and she changed the whole identity, Nikki Kelly, and she's also say she wants to stand as a president and candidate for the Republican Party. Now the African senator, the black senator, Tim Scott also has put his hat inside. The house of the lady in Iran. You know, last year you had all these protests against the Iranian regime. The Iranian regime are not Muslims. They're out of the fall of Islam. They're kuffar Shia. So that lady's house was vandalized and the windows were broken and so forth and so on last night, yesterday. So Almighty Allah knows what's happening there, because they said every time they break our windows, we will replace it. Now look at the Jutlas, the Haramis, Hitler's children, the real terrorists of the world. The Israeli government and the racist apartheid government says they will pay the Jutlas to come to Jerusalem and they can stay there, and they have made a budget of millions of dollars for that. They want to change the demographics of Jerusalem. So they want more and more Jutlas and Haramis to come and stay there. So the Palestinians and Muslims will be in the minority. So wamakaru wamakarullah, they try everything of theirs and they end up humiliated, disgraced. Yesterday also America chided them and remember, criticized them severely, said for what Ben Gwe Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey, la'anahullah, had to go there to Masjid al-Aqsa. This provocation, for what you have to go steal the land of the Palestinians, which is against Israeli law, which is against international law, and so forth. So the whole world knows these are people who are a bunch of crooks, remember that, and bunch of real terrorists, what they are. What is occupation? Occupation is terrorism. Therefore, there's a big debate raging on between the two shaitans and haramis, America and Israel. What is the definition of anti-Semitism? So remember, they will give their definition, and the Israelis and the Americans will give their. They can't even define what is terrorism. I'm asking you, you steal somebody's land and occupy somebody's land for one day. Is that not terrorism? And when you do so for 75 years, and then you want to come tell us about democracy and human rights? So remember that we will sort this whole issue out only with jihad. Now look at Richie Rich. He's another Indian, and he wants to be more Indian, more whitey than the white. You know how much paint he has to put, makeup and so forth, before he comes on the cameras, but he still looks Indian to me. So anyway, he says now is not the time for the peace plan, remember. He's speaking of Ukraine and Russia. He said, no, we must carry on with the war. Now look at, who can make a statement like that? Only an idiot can make a statement. You know Ukraine is losing, and you know how much money you are putting in there, and your own people, the inflation rate in UK is gone far beyond the man in the street. Sometimes tomatoes are running short, some other things are going short, and you want to come tell us there must not be peace now between Ukraine and Russia. Very bad call, Richie Rich. You showed yourself to be a very, very novice politician. Turkish elections, inshallah, inshallah. Good news for Tayyip Erdogan and his party. You know there was Tayyip Erdogan. In that first elections they had, he was just under 50%. Kemal and them, the opposition, about 45%. There was a third party, they got around 5%. So he has endorsed Tayyip Erdogan. So he'll be joining Erdogan. So inshallah, he will cross the 50%. And both of them coalition will be come into power. So inshallah, things are but rosy now. We hope and pray on Sunday that they win with a landslide, and the Americans and the Jutlas and these people here, Israel, all can go and rub their nose in the land and sand. Sudan, I told you, Saudi Arabia, whatever they touch turns out to be a disaster. So yesterday, regarding Sudan, there was a big pomp and celebration. We have a peace treaty, and it will be overseen by Saudi Arabia and America, and there will be monitors. Not even few hours past last night, finished, the whole peace treaty is already violated. The guns are blazing, and the helicopters and flights are flying, and so forth. So remember that this is how America are again to blame there. When Russia and the Sudanese generals made a deal that we will give you a military base here, America poked its nose, and now you see the country on the verge of civil war and so forth. Now look at this next one. Can you believe it? This is in Richie Rich. He was remembers London. So London bars white people. I repeat, London bars. Bars means that prohibits and prevents white people from applying for a job, for internship. Internship in one of the companies, transport companies. They say, we only want non-whites. We want Asians. We want Africans. We want Afro-Americans. So non-whites, what we'll call. Now imagine that is happening. So isn't that apartheid in reverse also? So but you get funny, funny things. I must tell you one story of South Africa. We will leave it for the last. So you must remember, now I told you about the big conference, Arab League conference. I told you all their resolutions are not even worth the paper on which is written. So the UAE leader who visited South Africa, yeah, Eastern Cape, and came with I don't know how many prostitutes and so forth. The UAE leader, MBZ, not a murtad, not an apostate, he did not attend the Arab summit. Why he didn't attend? Because Dubai and Emirates and Saudi Arabia, too much rivalry and competition now. Who must get the soccer player? Who must build the big tower? Who must do more, you understand, that bootlicking of America, Israel, and so forth? So that's why he told them, no, me, I'm not coming. He sent some small chamcha or some small sidekick of his, but he, the president, did not attend. So now you tell me of unity in the Arabs and so forth. the same Ahmed, the same UAE, Emirates and Dubai, and you know Abu Dhabi, in Arabic you say Abu Dhabi, what you call Abu Dhabi. So they, you must remember, they invited Bibi Netanyahu for a conference, climate conference to Dubai. Can you believe that? The people who are murdering, massacring our people there, and you come tell me, if you had Iman, you should have picked up that ambassador and told him, get out from our country. That is the language they understand. But this is a perfect example. When I tell you that these people are 100% murtad and bootlickers, here's another example. Their own conference, they won't go, but they will invite Netanyahu and the war criminals and so forth to come to Dubai and say, now speaking of climate change and so forth, waste of time, waste of money and so forth. I can't stop without telling you this story. Didn't I laugh? Yesterday for us at Merkez Sahaba was a historic day last night. In the morning, one person embraced Islam. My brother Ibrahim Anderson, around 20 past 9 last night, breaking news, Mona Arafat announced 41 people, entire family embraced Islam, extended family. How many people, our esteemed listeners, sent me messages last night, and they were crying, they were making dua. We really appreciate all your tears, all your duas, and we have that Muslim brotherhood, Muslim sisterhood. Always make dua for past 40, 50 years. I read 2 rakat salat. I'm telling you one secret, so I want to share it with you. Read this 2 rakat salat daily and say one simple dua, you students, ulama. Allahumma aj'alna min al-maqbulin. Allahumma aj'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for Islam, Ya Allah. We can do nothing, absolutely nothing. We non-entities, we sinners, we transgressors. But you, Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Accept us, Ya Allah. See how Allah Ta'ala touches this person's heart, that person's heart. Then you know that pastor, he's telling me he's going to bring the lawyers for me. So I told him, bring the senior council and the Queen's Council and the King's Council, and we're waiting for them. He deleted his whole message for Buhit al-Ladhi Kafir. But pastor, we're still praying for you. Ameen. Now pastor, you must listen to this story. You know, therefore, Islam says that these photos and these snaps and all that and taking this is not permissible. Unless it's a need, passport, ID, visa, for entertainment and fun and all that, not permissible. Now see what they did. One character in Pietermaritzburg, he superimposed. He took C.R. Cyril Ramaphosa's head and body and what have you, and he superimposed it on another person, and he said that now he is having an affair with this lady, with this person, and so forth. And it's gone on the porn sites, and now it's gone viral. President of South Africa caught in a compromising situation and position. You see what happens when you do all these kind of things there. So they make the president, not that I got much respect for him, so or his cabinet, remember, to me, majority of them are impotent and incompetent and impotent, both ways. So you must remember that. But now to do this, what a mockery of South Africa's president. What a mockery of, you must remember, politicians and so forth. So that is, anyway, they arrested this Mota, one guy there in Maritzburg, and there's so many porn sites he has and what. Me, I don't understand these things. But anyway, that was the news, views and interviews. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan will be interviewing Mufti Masihullah for Qaji of Port Shepston, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, inshallah Aziz. And 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Always make dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for His deen of Islam. Ameen. And make our khatima ending on Iman and Islam. That is the most important dua and supplication we should make with the help and mercy of Allah.
Let's go to Senten, Ustad. We are leaving for Hajj. Inshallah, is it advisable to wear white or black for a woman, Ustad?
My sister, Jazakillahu Khairan, Allah Jalla Wala, take all the Hujjaj, mashallah. Last night we made dua for y'all also. Allahumma sallim al Hujjaj wal Mu'tamirin wa Zairin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, take all of them from all parts of the world safe and sound. Ya Allah, whether they're going to Madinah Munawwara, Jeddah, Makkah, wherever they're going first, inshallah. Now, very good question. No, you must not wear white. You must not wear light colors. You must wear dark colors. So, wear black, wear dark brown, wear navy, wear dark grey, and that. Why? Especially Makkah and so forth. Remember, the floodlights are so powerful. It goes dir Makkah. It goes right through, remember. So when you sisters wear white and so forth, without Uriel, one lady told me this many years ago. She said, you must announce this year because the ladies are wearing white, but it is like see-through when the floodlights touch it, you know, strike it and so forth. So therefore, we will not recommend for you ladies this whitey and light colors. Wear dark, dark colors. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Don't go expose your beauty as they would do in the pre-Islamic days. Chapter 33, verse 33.
I've got Sister Ranel. She says, morning, AK. What do you think? South Africa's Mr. Cyril says governing party wants ICC exit. What do you think about it, Ustad?
Remember, if I was part of the cabinet or a politician, long time I would have done that. How come no Israeli Harami war criminal has been then indicted? How come no American has been indicted? How come no British one has been indicted, Prime Minister? This is just for the African leaders and the Asian leaders and so forth. And when they say we're going to want to charge America or Israel and so forth for war crimes, then they say, no, we are not signatories to that. This is part, my sister Renelle, of the white hegemony. You must know this much. You're a journalist, my sister Renelle. The whiteys, majority of them in all parts of the world, are racist and they consider themselves superior. I don't say all, but I said majority. And you yourself, you should know this. You look at the laws and so forth. Look at America. When the police shoot a black person, what happens? They shoot a white person, what happens? And it just goes on like that. You go to Israel and you see beside the Jutla, the Haramis, the real terrorists and occupiers of Palestinian land, how they treat the non-Jews, the Gentile, the Goyim and so forth. So that's what they want. They want the master-slave mentality. So it is foolish for the African countries, you must remember. But you see why the African countries, they keep on falling into the same trap all the time. Because when you sign, then you will get so much loans, so much prosperity, so many, you understand, access. So they make them fools and idiots. That is the definition of insanity. To do the same thing all the time and expect different results, you must remember. That is the problem from South Africa right till Egypt, south to the north of Africa, that they can't think out of the box and independently without worrying of the superpowers, so-called superpowers, America and France and Britain and so forth. Therefore, we support Russia on this. That Russia, you must teach them all a lesson. Give America, give NATO, give Europe a good bloody nose. And his one eye is on Israel, because Israel now is very active in the war in Ukraine and so forth. So Putin is a tactician and a statistician. He knows what he's doing. He's waiting for them to make a mistake, and then he will take care of Israel also. So therefore, we don't love Putin for what he did against the Muslims there, you must remember, and so in Chechnya and other places. But we're speaking of now. He's a harami, but he's a good harami for the Muslims, if you understand the real politics, Sister Renel.
I see Ezekiel says, so why is Israel provoking Iran? Ustad.
So you must remember that Israel, America, Europe, all of them on the same page. They don't want any Muslim country to have nuclear. Everybody must be under them. The nuclear must be the prerogative of the whiteys only. So you will see America, France, and Britain, and all of them got nuclear. So why they are so upset with Iran? Why they so upset with North Korea and so forth? Why they so so upset with Pakistan because Pakistan is nuclear. India has nuclear, no problem. India is also an apartheid regime. So remember, but Pakistan has, becomes a big problem. Iran has, I got big differences with Iran. I spent 2 weeks there almost, and in 2013. But I'll say 100% you must go nuclear. You don't have to worry about them. See, North Korea, Ching Chong Ping, whatever his name is, you'll understand. So I went right to the border, you know, North Korea. When I visited South Korea, I told that guy, they say, hey, I want to see North Korea. I don't want to enter, but take me right till there. I just want to see it. You understood? There, if you don't praise him, they call him the big leader, the great leader. If you don't praise him, they'll just put a bullet through you. They're half crazy also. But anyway, it's very good. They must go nuclear. So they give South Korea a little bit, you understand, laxative. They give Japan another laxative. They give the Americans another. 100%. Why must it be the prerogative of the white man? How come Israel, the rogue terrorist regime, you see, you, the person, is a kill. You don't know Israel and their politics. Now write this word down. There's a guy, his name is Vanunu. What is his name? Vanunu. And write there on your Google, Vanunu, and put nuclear and put Israel. The whole story will come up. Vanunu was one of the first guys who blew the whistle and said Israel has got so many nuclear and so forth. And he escaped. But then they knew his weakness. He would love woman, you see. So when this Israelis know your weakness, they will do everything. So they trapped him, a lady went, and so forth. And then they brought him back, and they arrested him, and so forth. Go read about them. So why can Israel have 200, 300, 400, whatever the amount is nuclear, and the world must be silent if Iran has one, South Africa has one, North Korea has one? So what's the problem in that? So this was one of the biggest mistakes the ANC made. That they disbanded the nuclear. The Boer, the whiteys, they were 100% ready with their nuclear. But ANC came, no. We must lick the white man and this and all that, and we will close the nuclear. That was a foolish move. You must remember that. You must go nuclear, so no one will dare touch you and so forth. So that is the main reason, brother.
I see. Sebastian says, two biggest Middle East rivals. Do you know, AK? Saudi Arabia and Iran signed a cooperation peace agreement in China. They are going to have embassy in each other's country. Has USA failed? Sebastian, we start.
So, Sebastian, you come with old and stale news. That happened already 1-2 months ago now. So we already, that is history. We must carry on with the geography. So what is troubling you? You must remember that America has ties here and there and everywhere. So if they, Iran, I have big problems with them, and they and Saudi want political ties, so they can do trade, so they can have closer cooperation and so forth. Very good. You must remember that. We will promote that. But the problem comes when the Shias want to promote their ideology. So of Shiaism, as they are doing in Lebanon, as they are doing in Yemen, as they did in Iraq and so forth. So that becomes the problem. But otherwise, political ties, economic ties is very good. Remember, there's no problem with that.
Somebody says, Ustad, the most powerful man in the world is Putin, Mr. Modi, and Barack Obama. Is it true, Ustad?
Who told you all that nonsense? You must remember that Barack Obama was such a coward that he should just throw in and send the drones there to Waziristan in Pakistan. Afterwards, when they asked him, why are you killing and murdering innocent people? So he said that we want to show that we are a superpower. You go murder innocent people, civilians, you should be hanged in public, Obama. So remember that for your war crimes. Every one of you, you Clinton and whole lot and so forth, George Bush, who can forget him? And all these haramis who murdered thousands of people there, a million people in Iraq, and how many hundred thousands in Afghanistan? What about Vietnam? Vietnam and all that. So you must remember, India, how can you say Modi is a great person, is a butcher of Gujarat? Go and see what he did there. They gave his people, the goons and the gangsters, 3 free days to rape the Muslim woman and to go and murder them. American regime at that time said they will not give him entry for 10 years into America. So what powerful are you speaking about? Yes, Putin, I have a nice book, you understand, Putinism. So that I just brought it out from my library. I kept it there. I said, let me start reading it again. So I want to study more about Putin. Putin comes from a very poor household. So he knows what is poverty and so that. But his mother told him, son, you see, the mother has to be the inspiration, motivation. She said, son, I keep your name. Now maybe you know how we can pronounce this Russian name. Vladimir. Do you know what is Vladimir? She told Putin, Vladimir means you will be the ruler of the world.
Sure.
So the mother was shaping his destiny. The mother was putting, instilling in him, we say, Islamic values. She was putting political values. Therefore, he takes all these Americans and them as jokers, you must remember that. He's a karate expert, you know. If he gives Biden one push pull, Biden will die. So you must remember that. Biden can't walk up the stairs properly, you must remember. This guy's a karate expert, you must remember. So that is Putin, the big army, but we like him, remember that.
I see Sister Olivia says, morning, AK, I really like your news, views, and interviews. Was Ronald Reagan a good husband, Olivia Ustad?
He was a third-class actor. Remember, go read about Ronald Reagan. He was in the film industry, just like this character, Zelensky. He was a comedian. Then these American, European guys came. They removed the democratically elected leader in Ukraine and brought this comedian in because he's a Jutla. He's a Jew, you see? And the prime minister, president, Ukraine, Jews, just like Israel. No other country in the world. So Ronald Reagan was like that. He was a joker, comedian, and he was an actor and so forth. Yes, I remember his wife's name also, Nancy. You must remember that. But if you go in their life, you will find all sordid affairs and so forth. So I remember Reagan for one thing. When they asked him, what's your policy for South Africa? I still remember verbatim his words. You know what he said, Olivia? He said, we will have constructive engagement with South Africa. You know what nonsense that means? That you Africans and you non-whites, you can make noise all that. We will give you $1,000, $1 million there to shut your mouth, but we will continue our trade. This was the triangle, Sister Olivia. America, Tel Aviv, and Pretoria, South Africa. So the white man must rule. And you non-whites don't waste our time. So that was Ronald Reagan's policies and so forth. The whole lot war criminals. Third-class film actor and so forth. So husband, none of them are good husbands. They're all busy here and there. When I went inside the White House, so that time, no problem. Everybody, you just go inside. And I think they charge you also. It was free, I can't remember. So, but the one guy did me a favor. He said the baby was hearing. I was speaking loud to my wife. He said, be careful here when we're going outside now in the passage. He said, they got this mini speakers here. They can hear what you're saying, you see.
Sure.
Now, we don't know these things there, you see. So, anyway, when we went inside, so then they gave us a tour, does that, all these things there. I think we are very few Muslims. There's myself, my wife, maybe 2-3 others. But anyway, they all could see a Muslim, obviously. So they said question time. So I was going in front and I wanted to ask, where was O'Clinton busy with Monica? So my wife just pulled me back, you understand? She said, these guys, they got no shame. Right inside the White House, they're busy. What you must remember, that extra color cream due, that activities and so forth. So the shame of him. You see, the Hillary, she this thing gave a statement the day for yesterday. She said, if Trump wins, then finish. Democracy is finished in America, and Ukraine can finish. It'll be a dead country, and so forth. Till now, she's licking her wounds. How she lost the 2016 elections, and so she can't believe it, you know. Trump came as just a wild card, and he beat her, and so forth. So that is what they want always, sister. So anyway, we will stop there for now. Is there a question? One more?
This one more, Stan. There's a brother from Lodium. He says, move to stop. We're also going for Hajj. He wants to know, why is it that when we eat camel meat, we have to make wudu? Ustad.
Remember that man akal al juzur fal yatawadda. When you eat camel meat, make wudu. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. My brother, obviously you won't know all this, so I'm giving it to you and the ulama and students. There's a wonderful book, a real academic discussion, and it is Al-Fathur Rabbani ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad, he passes away in Baghdad. He is a celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and the great teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Only he states that Saudi Arabia came into existence, the modern Saudi Arabia, in 1932. Officially, they used to follow the Hanbali school. Remember that nowadays they became all, you understand, all meaning majority, that freelancers and so forth. So it's only they say so. Hanafis, Malikis, Shafis don't agree. You eat camel meat, I ate it. You don't have to perform wudu. And if you perform wudu, it's just based on precaution and so forth. Taste it, my brother. And all of you going for Hajj, never ever eat the chicken and the meat and all that comes from Brazil and here and there. The imported meat, imported chicken, all haram. All your this McDonald's and all this KFC and all, stay away from that. If you want your Hajj to be a maqbool Hajj, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.